You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 02, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Burkina Faso has passed a law criminalizing homosexuality, significantly impacting human rights in the nation. The amended family code, which includes provisions against same-sex relationships, received unanimous parliamentary approval on September 1, 2025. This action follows the military government, led by Ibrahim Traoré's initial approval of the measure over a year ago. Justice Minister Edaso Rodrigue Bayala confirmed that individuals in same-sex relationships now face potential prison sentences and fines, labeling homosexual acts as bizarre behavior. Officials present the law as a recognition of marriage and family values in Burkina Faso. Previously, homosexuality was not explicitly banned in Burkina Faso before the military takeover. The criminalization aligns with a broader trend of anti-LGBTQ+ laws across Africa, particularly in military-ruled nations. Over half of Africa's 54 countries have laws banning homosexuality, with penalties ranging from imprisonment to the death penalty. Burkina Faso's neighbor, Mali, enacted a similar law in November 2024. Additionally, Uganda and Ghana have tightened anti-gay legislation, with Uganda imposing severe penalties for same-sex relations. This surge in anti-LGBTQ+ legislation is often viewed as a reaction against Western influence. The military junta in Burkina Faso, which seized power in a 2022 coup, has faced accusations from human rights organizations for suppressing dissent and violating rights. Since taking control, Traoré's government has cracked down on media, political opposition, and protests. Amid a growing Islamist insurgency, the junta has used emergency laws to silence critics and unlawfully conscript journalists and activists. Traoré has positioned himself as a pan-African leader, promoting independence from the West, a message that resonates with Africa's youth. The anti-LGBTQ+ law reflects a tightening of control and disregard for human rights under the junta. Plans to ban homosexuality were reported as early as mid-2024, with indications of a proposed law targeting same-gender sexual relations. Bayala stated that homosexuality and associated practices will be punished by the law, suggesting the law encompasses more than consensual acts. The law has been approved by Parliament and awaits the final signature from Captain Ibrahim Traoré. Reports of enforcement or prosecutions under this law are not yet available, but the intent to criminalize is clear, drawing condemnation from human rights organizations. The National Consultative Commission on Human Rights has opposed the initiative, emphasizing equality and dignity and rights. Amnesty International's report highlighted ongoing conflicts and humanitarian law violations globally. While specific reactions from foreign governments regarding this law are not detailed, the trend of anti-LGBTQ+ legislation in Africa raises concerns. The general population's views on the law in Burkina Faso are not available, but the National Consultative Commission has expressed opposition, stating that many suffer from prejudice and injustice. The legitimacy of the legislative process is questionable due to the military junta's control over parliament, which came to power through two coups in 2022. The current move to criminalize homosexuality represents a significant regression in LGBTQ+ rights in Burkina Faso. The proposed law aims to criminalize same-gender sexual relations, establishing a new legal prohibition. This development is part of a broader trend across Africa to enact discriminatory legislation, with severe penalties in some countries. The anti-LGBTQ+ law in Burkina Faso is integral to the pattern of human rights concerns under the military junta. The Justice Minister's comments and the lack of specific details regarding implications for foreign nationals under the new law raise concerns. The focus remains on the criminalization of homosexuality for all individuals in Burkina Faso, highlighting the urgent need for international scrutiny and advocacy to protect human rights in the region. Copyright, African Elements.